What not to do, becoming vague, combative, or spiritually pressuring. In mixed worldview ministry settings, there are three common mistakes Christian leaders must avoid. The first is becoming vague, the second is becoming combative, the third is becoming spiritually pressuring. Let's begin with becoming vague. This happens when a Christian leader is so afraid of offending someone that Christian meaning disappears. A funeral message becomes only memories and light. A wedding blessing becomes only positive energy. A coaching conversation becomes only follow your truth. Kindness is good, gentleness is good, but vagueness is not the same as wisdom. Christian leaders do not need to hide Jesus in order to be respectful. The second mistake is becoming combative. This happens when a leader treats every religious difference as a fight to win. A family mentions reincarnation, and the leader immediately corrects them. A couple asks for a spiritual ceremony, and the officiant turns the planning meeting into an apologetics lecture. A grieving person says, "I hope the universe is holding him," and the chaplain responds with a harsh correction. That may be doctrinally motivated, but it is not ministry wisdom. The third mistake is becoming spiritually pressuring. This may sound holy at first, but it can damage trust. A leader pressures someone to pray before permission is given. A leader pushes scripture when the person has already said no. A coach turns every session into a conversion attempt. A chaplain uses crisis vulnerability to force a spiritual decision. Christian witness must be clear, but it must not be coercive. So what should a Christian leader do instead? First, stay grounded in your role. Are you serving as an officiant, minister, chaplain, coach, mentor, or friend? Each role has different boundaries. Second, ask permission. You might say, "Would it be okay if I asked a spiritual question?" Or, "Would scripture be welcome in this moment?" Or, "Would you like me to pray?" Or, "Would quiet presence be more helpful right now?" Third, use careful clarifying questions. When you say spiritual, what do you hope that means in the ceremony? When your family says peace, what are they hoping for? When you say God, what do you mean by that word? Fourth, tell the truth without harshness. Christians believe Jesus Christ is Lord, not merely one religious symbol among many. But truth can be spoken with patience, humility, timing, and love. Finally, recognize when a conversation is beyond your role. Religious trauma, family coercion, abuse concerns, self-harm risk, or intense grief may require referral, supervision, or additional support. Do not become vague. Do not become combative. Do not become spiritually pressuring. Be clear. Be humble. Be permission-based. Be Christ-centered. Be safe. That is faithful comparative religion ministry.